This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK. Couple more real quick.
An Oreo cookie, but I cannot see. It was covered in tiny black ants.
Ooh.
Not good. That was at a picnic. Took a big bite of a pizza with a living spider on it. It managed to squirm out of my mouth mid-bite.
Ah, God.
Flew out. And finally, guys, I stepped in some dog ass. Had the brilliant idea to brush it off with my toothbrush. Now, these were new shoes, but the toothbrush was fairly old. I already had a new one ready to go. No big deal. So after using the toothbrush to get all the stuff from underneath my shoe on the sole, I instinctively, for some reason, put it back in the toothbrush holder. Later that night, brushed as normal. Did not realize until waking up the next morning and thinking, why can I still smell this on the toothbrush? Our question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alicia. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
I got a taste of my dad's tobacco spit.
Yeah, that sucks.
When I was a teenager, we're having a family pizza party. We're all around the TV eating our pizza. I go to take, you know, the last swig of what I thought was my root beer, and he decided to use it as his spitter, and before I could even recognize what it was, down the hatch.
Did you throw up?
No, I definitely got sick, though. I mean, just upset stomach.
Well, it's
the mental thought of my dad's spit, but
it's also almost nicotine poisoning.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
Do you remember what flavor he chewed?
I do not.
I just wonder, like, is it wintergreen or whatever it is?
I mean, Bernie definitely did it with me back in the day. We were driving, same thing. I just had the empty water bottle kind of sitting in between us.
Yeah.
He's driving. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And like, I'm looking out, and as I look over, he's got it almost to his lips. It's like, no.
Did you guys ever have
fun? He took a big swig and then spit it out and, you know, cursed me out.
Of course.
Like, well, we ride together this Jeep 5 days of the week. I dip.
Did you guys ever have the chewing tobacco guy? So my assistant baseball coach in high school. Chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
But I mean, it always looked like his mouth, his lip, it was all covered in like oil.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's constantly running down his face. He had like a rag in his, he put it right back in his pocket and he would just wipe it off, spit. I mean, the spit was enormous.
Yeah.
You watched him do that and you're like, I am never doing that.
Dip is so finely chopped up that like when you're dipping, you kind of get good at spitting.
Yeah.
But you're right.
With the chaw, leaf, man.
But chaw, right? Like, my grandfather was a beech nut guy. I don't know if it's like the juice is thicker, whatever. You're right. It's always all over.
And you can smell it 10 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, God. And he'd just sit at the end of the bench. And just you know, like, he'd get up, walk around real slow. But I only can envision him with crap running down his chin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's the only image I have of him. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Batolas.
Hola.
Okay, so I work for a pretty large pizza chain, and I work in the transportation department, which means my Sunai guys, they basically take all the ingredients, the dough, et cetera, and they take it in a semi-truck to each franchise. Right. Well, one day one of my guys calls and says, hey, they have way more empty trays than I can fit in my trailer. Can you come help me pick up some empties? So I'm like, sure, you know, no big deal, I'll come help. I get there, and they have just stacks and stacks outside their door, which is not typical, but, you know, whatever. So I go, and I go to grab this stack that's supposed to be empty, right? And, of course, it's been raining, you know, it's kind of humid outside. And I go to pull the stack, and I instantly know, like, something's not right. It's way heavier than what it should be for a stack of empties. So I go to lift, like, the middle tray in the stack, and I look in, and instantly it's just covered in mold because they had left dough in there sitting for who knows how long. And I go to shut the tray, and instantly it, like, spits back at me,
yep.
Some mold particles. And it, of course, because I'm short, goes straight in my mouth. Yeah, I start, like, coughing and gagging and cursing all the words. And my driver, who's standing there to the side of me, starts dying laughing. And he's like, oh, was that tasty? And I was like, I could kill you right
so,
now.
So was it like a dough ball that grew and then like filled with like moldy juice? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So when we deliver them, they're, you know, uncooked, fresh, cute little dough balls. However, because this had been sitting for who knows how long out in the humid rain, it had kind of morphed into one giant moldy, like flatbread, essentially.
Okay.
And, yeah, just when I went to shut that tray, because if they're moldy and they have dough in them, we can't take them back in our trailers because, you know, cross-contamination thing.
Sure.
So as soon as I went to shut it, I just happened to get so lucky that...
yeah, it's like a whale on the beach at that point, man. It's just waiting to blow.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, pretty much.
The exploding dough?
I opened up and gave it some air. It was like, poof.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay. I figure like New Orleans and Baltimore kind of
right,
place.
But the thing is, you don't know until you look at it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You can't avoid, like, she's right. Like, once the air hits it, now this thing, it wants to blow, right? But you don't even know it's there until you lift something to look and you identify it. You have maybe 2 seconds to get away from it because it's going to blow, man. It's just, yeah, it's just a quick thing. How many times do you, like, moldy bread that you didn't realize until after you've taken a bite?
Oh, I've done that.
Right. I haven't done it lately because now I check thoroughly. But same thing with cheese. I did this maybe 3 months ago. Cut off a piece of cheddar, pop it in my mouth, and instantly, man, something's wrong. I actually look at the block, and I'm like, there is mold in my mouth.
So is it white or green?
The mold is green, but it has like a... If the green is the crater, kind of the event horizon of it, it's white.
All right, my grandma used to cut that off and eat the cheese.
Mm-hmm. We did. When I was younger, we did, and my parents...
So is that I'm sure that's not advised.
Well, because once you see mold, it's...
I mean, there's blue cheese is mold.
Right, but that's a different kind of mold.
That's a different kind of mold. My understanding is like...
If you can see it, it's contaminated.
It's contaminated the whole thing that's covered in mold.
For the most part. However, I have heard with cheese, you can cut off the mold and it's fine.
My grandmother,
are you so where did you hear this from?
Yeah, you convincing us yourself there, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. But I've heard it from multiple people.
So you and my grandmother.
A lot of people
you and my
are
grandmother
saying, just cut off the mold.
Our team cut off the mold.
Everybody's saying it.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, I've done that. I'll admit, I've done that. I've cut
I've
off
done
the
mold. I've done too. I'm saying, is it okay to do that?
I think so. I believe so.
I don't think it is.
I do believe. Hang on. Hang on.
Look, it depends on the size of the block of cheese.
I mean, look, we're all still alive, so it can't be that bad. But I kind of investigate the rest of the cheese because sometimes it'll be green
God
on the cheese,
it.
But the outside
is okay.
I think Mike is right. You can often cut off mold on cheese and safely eat the rest.
Just put that phrase on repeat, Ted, because you say it a lot.
Yeah, Mike is right.
I'll just get it as a drop. Use it as a drop.
All right, hear me out. It also says, though, depends on the type of cheese, the extent of the mold.
Well, sure.
What does it say about the types of cheese?
Basically, like... Look,
cheddar's the one I think most of us want to know.
It, right. If you have a hard cheese, like cheddar, Parmesan, Swiss...
But if you have a slice, forget about it.
And it's just one little spot. There's basically cut it off.
All right.
Okay. I will say, I remember we were walking the dog one morning, and I was a little bit strapped for time, so I grabbed a bagel that I was just going to raw dog it and eat on the way.
All right.
And I took a few bites into that thing, and then I started getting that dirty taste.
Oh,
and
no, man.
Down, sure enough, it's just moldy all throughout.
How much had you eaten?
Yeah. I had eaten... If you're looking at it like a clock, I've taken 2 hours off of it.
Okay.
The fact that you can just eat a bagel without toasting it amazes me.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm
you
not.
You wouldn't go raw on a bagel?
Oh God, no.
No. Mike, would you ever go raw on an English muffin?
Yes.
Really? What?
It's better if you toast it and put butter and jam on it. Well, however, sure. Yes, I would.
Mike, you have no idea how many times the three of us had this conversation in the office. I'm with you.
Thank you.
If it,
it's bread.
When I was a kid, you'd get bagels. You just put cream cheese on them and eat them.
Yeah.
You'd only toast like if it was, I guess, like a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, I always toasted them.
Yeah, I know. You guys, I'm like, no, I don't think there's anything. Like, if somebody said to me, hey, do you want a bagel? I would just start eating it.
I would guarantee, I think it's 75% toast, 25% raw.
Okay.
If you're to poll people.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably about
it
right.
It is better if it's toasted. That's not the conversation here, is would you eat it untoasted?
No. Never.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Button.
No.
Dude, trust me, I don't know why. You're just never, we've had this conversation. To me, unless I'm eating a bagel sandwich, it should be untoasted.
Yes.
And then I'll add cream cheese.
What?
I'll go converse of what you said for the English muffin there, Ted, because I will say, like, I wouldn't normally eat an English muffin untoasted. However, if it's on a sandwich, I would have it untoasted.
The only vehicle remotely like this that's okay is a croissant. Either way is fine.
Yeah, croissant, just hand it
to me. That thing's the winner. But bagels, no way.
No difference.
What?
There's no difference.
Yes. Bagels are more dog treaty in the sense when they're not toasted, where a croissant is roughly the same no matter what. It's a light, flaky happiness in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And I love bagels. I just need it toasted.
It has to be toasted.
Has to be.
It's disgusting if it's not toasted.
Yes, correct. Not disgusting. It's just not something I want to eat.
No.
It tastes much different. It's just the consistency.
Would you put butter on an untoasted bagel?
No. Like you said, you put cream cheese on it.
I don't know why. Right. I wouldn't put butter on it. I put cream cheese.
But yeah, once the butter's got to melt, so you got to toast it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you put cream cheese on a toasted bagel?
Sure.
I do, but I don't like it.
You prefer butter in that?
I don't like it as much, because then I like a lot of cream cheese.
Okay.
And when it's hot, it kind of melts a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Exactly. And a cold one, like you do the bagel and lox all the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Untoasted, I'm sure that'd be fantastic.
No. Remember the one, I went there when it was still open, I got cream cheese and lox sandwich, right?
Sure.
I didn't give them one. I just assumed that they would toast it. I couldn't believe how quick I got it. I get to work, I go to take a bite, and I'm like, what the F, man? Untoasted. With the cream cheese and the salmon. And it ruined my day because I had to scrape all the crap off.
But the fact that they served it to him like that, without it being toasted, validates your theory.
Thank you.
Because no one in their right mind, I cannot imagine, would never give you lox with an untoasted bagel.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that wasn't even a possibility.
That is pretty wild, to be honest with you. That's wild.
Well, obviously, it's something that's
normal. I'm on the other side. To me, if I have lox and cream cheese on there, I'd be like, why did you toast it?
Really?
Seriously.
It's cold cream cheese and cold fish. I don't want to get hot around it.
It's like a hot fudge sundae, man. It works together somehow. You know, you put the hot fudge in the cold.
But cream cheese and lox sandwich, just like a hot fudge sundae,
brother. Remember
that. Absolutely.
Carve that in stone.
Oh, God.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
My stomach hurts just thinking about it. You're like, you know what? Let me get a bagel and lox and sundae.
Now the crap's coming in. Ed McMuffin is not toasted.
Correct.
Bull crap. It's toasted.
I think it depends on where you go.
It's McDonald's.
It's awful squishy.
It's toasted.
It's awful squishy.
It is squishy.
It's squishy.
I don't know if
it's toasted
or not, but yes, it's definitely
if it's
squishy.
Toasted, it's like it's quickly toasted. Run over the fire.
They would
man.
Never give you an untoasted English
My
muffin.
My ass, they would.
No, the English, even they are not that bad on their food.
Mercy.
And they made a muffin.
Golly.
I don't know, man.
Turning his nose
That's
up.
That's horrible.
$2 sandwich.
Jesus whiz.
Well, still, man, and what's weird is most of the time that I make a sandwich, I don't want my bread toasted. When it's a bagel, I absolutely want it toasted.
Even if you're making a sandwich?
Yeah.
Ha!
If I'm going to put a sandwich on a bagel, toast the bagel. If I'm just at home making a sandwich, you don't need to toast the bread. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, if you want to, fine. If you don't, I don't care.
Got some hot takes in here, Ted.
Yes, the English muffin at McDonald's is toasted. That's why it's toasted.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Look, it's toasted.
I'm telling you, man. Get breakfast tomorrow morning. Tell me that
you can get it untoasted. You can ask for it. They say you can ask,
but you have to ask, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Otherwise,
that
it's just
barely
toasted.
Counts as all right, toasted.
We're getting way off track, but just one more question. You go to a bagel place,
right,
and you're going to get a turkey sandwich on a bagel. Do you think that's toasted?
I asked for it toasted. Yeah.
Matter of fact, McDonald's puts
again,
butter.
I think it should be untoasted.
That's so weird to me, man. We are so opposite on
McDonald's this. McDonald's Egg McMuffin features a freshly cracked grade A egg placed on a toasted English muffin topped with real butter, lean Canadian bacon, and melty American cheese.
Yeah, I'm sure $14 an hour is making sure to get everything all perfectly right.
Yes. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
An uncooked bagel sandwich with lox.
Jesus.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
It's a crime.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, man. Thank you.
I'm all fired up about toasting or untoasting stuff.
Because you're stupid.
Oh, everything's always better toasted. Gotta be toasted. As far as the question, had a long drive home. Didn't get home till real late at night, long drive, had to pee real bad. I always have Gatorade bottles in my car. Had an empty one, you know, do what you do when you got to pee when you're on the road.
You travel with road bombs. Even when you get out of the car, you don't think, hey, I want to get this bucket of urine out of my car.
Typically, I do. I don't like to throw them out. But like I say, I got home super late. It was a super long day. I was super tired. I just spaced on it, right? Had a couple shots that night. Had to get up early the next morning. Was pretty parched. Completely forgot about the bottle until I took a nice big old mouthful. And of course, I was driving, so I had to hold it in my mouth for a minute until I could roll the window down. It was bad.
How long do you think you held it at your mouth?
I was probably good 15 seconds.
You didn't think maybe to spit it back in the bottle from whence the pee came?
You know, that probably would have been the right move.
I'm just, and look, you were the one who had to deal with it, not me. But my thought is, if there is pee in my mouth, whatever the scenario, I'm not holding it. It's going somewhere.
Well, you know, it was a nice truck, and my initial instinct was to just spit it everywhere. But, you know, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, window.
That's fair. Yeah, next time, back in the bottle, man. That is definitely my thought.
Jesus. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, quick side story. My 78-year-old kindergarten teacher my son's going to teach a little bit of Spanish. Asked the class, does anyone know Spanish? My 7-year-old son raises his hand and says, hola, bitch, hola.
All right.
Yeah.
How did that go over?
I got yelled at for that, listening to that while I took him to school. My bad.
All right. Well,
at least he knows it's Spanish.
That's right.
Yeah,
sort of.
I asked him, did he know what that was? And he says, no.
Just hello, naked ladies. I mean, that's what the man said. Hello, naked ladies.
So I was going fishing early one morning, and I got a cup of coffee, like a mocha with some whipped cream in it. Unloaded the boat. And everything, and forgot the cup of coffee right by the boat launch. Well, it was probably half an hour before I remembered and went back and got it and grabbed it and was drinking it. And something was stopping it from coming through the hole. I figured it was a chunk of cream that had solidified, you know, into butter.
Sure.
And I was going to suck through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a slug.
When a
slug dies, it secretes that mucus to deter people from, or something, from eating it. So that slug and a mouthful of snot, it hit the back of my throat and instantly came back out. I opened the lid. There was 2 slugs in there and about an inch of slime.
Oh, what does that taste like? What is the closest thing you can compare that to?
Oh, like licking the inside of your aunt's old shoe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That is very descriptive.
Jesus.
I am not a fan of slugs, man. I just, the idea of it being in my mouth, especially all that snot and everything falling off of them.
Well, we got one here. My little cousin one day decided it'd be a good idea to eat a snail. So he puts this thing in his mouth. This is one with a shell. He chewed that mother effer up like a boss. Another one. Purposefully. Worst thing in my mouth ever, lutefisk. Yep. Accidentally, cat S.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I forgot mine, and this was not accidental. Raw clam.
Who? Where were you?
That's DB.
Yeah, okay.
We were up in his neck of the woods. We went to this, like, and honestly, to his credit, it was a lovely day. I had a flight later in Philly. He said, I'll drive you down, and we're going to stop at the seafood restaurant. It's a little pricey. They have great oysters. I said, okay. We get a round of oysters, and the next round showed up, and I go, what is that? And he goes, it's a raw clam. And I said, I don't think we should be eating this. And he goes, well, they serve it here. People do it all the time.
Had he done it before?
Yes. Okay. He eats it, and it's like, isn't that delicious? And I, again, I don't know what the look on my face said. He goes, do not puke in this bowl. This is too nice of a place. And I just had to, like, fight it.
You had to
chew it or just swallow it. To this day, I don't know how I didn't vomit.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, hi.
Hola.
Hey, Olaf from Anderson Island, man.
Oh, nice.
Hey, get this. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with BJ Shea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, me, Double R, well, BJ Shea's girlfriend, and we decided, well, Double R's dad was there, too. And me, my pops were there, and we heard the little thing be announced on the radio station he was on at that time. And decided to go to movie theater. We're going to see Catwoman, and going to be like a whole Mystery Science Theater 3000. Problem was, let's rewind. 2 days before that, my niece dared me to eat a pine cone. One of those big pokey ones.
How old were you?
I was 22. I'm 43 now.
And why did you eat the pine cone, other than the dare?
Just the dare, because my niece, and I wanted to prove to her I could do it. And, man, passing it, oh, it was miserable. We all ended up getting, every one of us ended up getting kicked out of the theater halfway through the movie anyways. But we had a great time. Man, tell Tim and Jay said hi. He'll remember who we are.
Yeah, man, we run into him quite a bit, actually.
Wait, you're telling me that a guy that ate a pine cone was later kicked out of a movie theater? I would not have seen
that. He forgot he ate one.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
We head to Ecuador. Maria Del Carmen came up with the idea for guinea pig ice cream about a year ago.
Finally.
Shortly after her brother welcomed her to his restaurant kitchen. Now, she had been working for a private company. They went bankrupt. And she decided to dedicate herself to cooking and attending workshops and fairs to pick as much information off chefs' brains as possible. It was at one such fair, the annual guinea pig fair, she decided to try the rodents as a flavor for ice cream. Now, she'd already been making her own fruit ice cream for a while, but someone challenged her to try something more unique, something different. So, getting the formula for the ice cream took about a month. At first, Maria tried using crushed guinea pig jerky, but that did not get the result she was hoping for.
You can never count on guinea pig jerky.
Then she roasted guinea pig meat, but that proved somewhat problematic. So she finally stumbled upon something when she tried boiling the meat for at least 2 hours to get a concentrate stock. Basically, she liquefied the meat and mixed it with the stock to get a guinea pig pate. From that point, she followed the classic ice cream recipe and made guinea pig ice cream.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can't believe Ben & Jerry's doesn't have that.
Our question, intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think meat-flavored ice cream's big overall.
It's not generally, but who knows what she does with it. My question is to go to Cold Stone Creamery, Molly Moon's, whatever the hell it's called. And I say, look, we're debating putting this on the shelf, but we do have samples. Would you try? This is guinea pig ice cream made from real guinea pig, right? Nothing artificial here, friends. Do you try that little scoop on that itty-bitty wooden spoon they give you?
Well, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying it too, man.
Dude, I was at a place that had bacon on top of their hot fudge sundae with peanuts.
Okay. How good was that? Yeah.
I can't believe they don't do it everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. So who knows?
It was their crispy bacon. They just sprinkled it on top. Peanuts, hot fudge. That was it. Vanilla ice cream.
That's what I'm like. This guinea pig ice cream.
I was like, oh my God.
I've never thought that I want to eat guinea pig, but if I had to eat guinea pig, I think ice cream would probably be the form that I would try it first.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Gimpy, not now. I love you, buddy. I'm currently being molested by an alien here. Come on, get down.
That's Alf. I knew that E.T., that big long finger.
Yeah. No, they got little fingers. My cousin's really obsessed with these Sphinx cats and, you know, the hairless ones.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any babies? Miles needs one.
I do.
No, these are all neutered except for the little Gimpy one who was injured at birth. He's got like the pimpling kind of thing going on.
Wait,
you got a pimply hairless cat?
Wait, do you have to oil that bad boy down?
Yeah, she should have come up with an OG name for him instead of Gimpy, but that's what they came up, her and her daughter come up with Gimpy, I guess, for
whatever reason. Do you have to, like, rub lotion on these hairless cats? Like, what is the maintenance of these weird-looking things?
Yeah, okay, so one thing, they got terrible allergies, and they snot all over you. I heard you talk about cats snotting in your mouth there, Thrill.
That was a dog, but either one.
Dog. Yeah, and these things, they get goobers in their eyes, and they shake their head really fast, and it just sends snot flying everywhere. And you got to clean their eyes all the time. But they're hairless, but I think the reason that they molest me, all three of them do it, they come up on my chest when in the recliner, and because I got a goatee, I think they have an infatuation with hair, because they got none.
Oh.
Well, so you sit up there without a
chin for, like, hours at a time.
Jesus.
And normally it's pretty cute, but I don't know. Sometimes it gets annoying. They got really super sharp claws, too.
What does it feel like to pet a hairless cat? It's like rubbing someone's bald head.
You know, it's really weird. I mean, they have, like, peach fuzz, kind of like a peach, pretty much. So they do have hair. I mean, I don't know. But one thing is when they get up and they'll, like, curl around my chin like a scarf or something, but they get really hot. It's like skin on skin, you know, like in a summer night. It's just sweaty. They're just sweaty.
I'm sold.
A sweaty cat.
Who doesn't want one of those?
Come on, with no hair. Yeah, go figure.
Oh, you know, treats their own.
Yeah. But they're pretty cool. They're hyper and stuff. And like I said, they got really sharp claws. So you got a lot of maintenance on these cats.
Yep, screw that.
And they're expensive as hell, too.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah, dude, I'm not paying for a cat.
Yeah, no, me neither. No, but, you know, comes with the territory here where I'm at. So, I don't know. They love me. And they do look like aliens.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. the best thing they can do is offer protection on burglars.
Yeah, no kidding. They just have to see it in the window.
If I walked in the house and be like, oh, I'm out of here. What
yeah,
else would
no,
they
do hang out in the window, too, in the front window and stuff. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go into a house with these cats.
I would not.
At me. Yeah. But, so anyway, back in high school, you know, the thing was, you know, after you get out of school, whether we made it six periods or not, either way, we'd go get lit a little bit, and we'd go to a place called, anybody in Washington that's lived here their whole life knows a deli called Hoagie's Corner.
All right.
And they used to have this, I mean, I'd say it's world famous, the Cheesy British. And so we would ride our bikes or, well, at this point I was in a car. I was, I think, 17 or whatever. And we'd go there after school almost every day, and we'd get the Cheesy British, and I would get a quart of chocolate milk. And we'd go there. They had video games, sit-in dining and everything. It was a cool place. And I got my Cheesy British with extra cheese, extra onions, and got my quart of chocolate milk. And I think we took it to go that day because I was out in my car, and I cracked open the, you know, the quarts, like the paper quarts of milk, the old-school ones?
Yeah.
They're tall and skinny. Yeah, and I ripped that thing open, and I took a big gulp out of it, and I don't know. Not only was it expired, it was curdled, like chocolate cottage cheese.
Ah.
Only it tasted nothing like cottage cheese. And I don't think I'd get my door open fast enough. I think I got some on the inside of my door and in the parking lot, and then whatever came after that in the parking lot. And, I mean, I don't think I had chocolate milk for at least 10 years after that.
That makes sense, man.
Dude, if I go to my my mom and grandmother's house,
all right,
they don't throw anything away. Anything you get out of that refrigerator, you need to smell check. You need to look at the expiration dates. You will drink sour half and half. I mean, whatever it is. You'll open up a jar of jelly, and there'll be a layer of mold.
I've never seen mold on jelly.
They refuse to throw anything away.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, they know
just
it's
keep
bad.
Pushing things into the refrigerator like a trash compactor.
Like, how big is your refrigerator?
It's big enough. But, I mean, they don't throw food away.
You know what?
So you get in there, you're like, how long has this been in here?
They could open a store across the street. Because they do roughly the same thing.
Pretty much.
Everything here is vintage.
Mm. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK. Even the Wonder Bread stores made sure. Yes, it's a day old. But we're not going to give you 5 day
right.
old bread.
It is a day old. That's it.
Yeah, it's a day old. Eat it today. Here's some hot dog buns. You'll get through this.
Yeah. Hello, Eileen. Welcome to the men's room.
Alan.
Alan. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this is, my son was 1 or 2 years old, and, he'd been, sick all night up. You know, the wife was playing possum. The elbow in the back didn't wake her up, so I had to get up every 2 hours to take care of him and get him back to sleep. 5 o'clock in the morning comes pretty early, get in the shower, get ready to go to work, pull out my toothbrush, tired, grab this tube, put a big old strip on top of the toothbrush, stick it in my mouth. Every ounce of moisture in my mouth immediately disappears. It's like I ate a whole pack of crackers.
What was it?
I look at the tube I stuck on my toothbrush, and it was diaper rash medicine, Desitin.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I will tell you, that stuff has consistency of drywall mud, and I don't know how many glasses of water it took to get that stuff out of my mouth.
But you say it's effective. It just sucked all of the moisture out.
Every ounce of moisture. It was like puckered dry.
God, that's awful.
I couldn't have whistled if I tried.
Good times.
Well, at least we know it works now.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I've never done that. Never had, like I said, we did the shampoo, that was it. Otherwise, I've never unintentionally put something on my toothbrush. And I'm very, very happy about that. For that reason, to me, that's the grossest way. Like, you could drink curdled milk. That is gross. You eat moldy bread. I understand that's gross. For some reason, with a toothbrush, it just feels more personal. You know what I mean? I don't know why. It doesn't make any difference. If you put mold in my toothbrush, that'd be worse to me.
Do you have hemorrhoid cream?
No.
Okay. These are things that you want to put in a different drawer.
Is it in a tube like
toothpaste? It looks exactly like toothpaste.
Why do they do this?
Well, it's in a tube.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it, but there's certain remember, like, because kids are eating Tide Pods, little kids, because it looks like toothpaste. And I like Tide's thing. It's like, it doesn't have to look the way we do it. We're not going to change how it looks. It's still going to look like Aquafresh. We're just going to make the lid harder to get into. And I'm like, Tide, just make it look ugly. The colors are nothing other than a sales pitch, right? It doesn't matter. But I'm like, no, we know it looks like Aquafresh. We understand your kids are eating these things because they think it's like a giant breath mint. We ain't going to change anything.
Well, it's like antifreeze.
What, the taste of it?
Well, obviously, you can't drink antifreeze. It'll kill you. But sure. As a kid, like, I just remember hot summer days and watching my dad pour it in the car, and I was like, that looks like green Gatorade.
a lot of animals die drinking that because it's sweet.
Yeah.
It is.
It's actually sweet.
So it's like, yeah, I don't know. But I think your tube answer is just, I think a lot of things used to come in those tubes.
I know, man.
But some brands are just older than others. Somehow, toothpaste just stuck it out and said, this is ours.
We're not changing.
Well, because like Clearasil, sorry, man, but like Clearasil comes in a smaller version.
Right.
So you wouldn't confuse it unless you have travel toothpaste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But well, you're right. Bomex, there's hemorrhoid cream. If you get like...
Well, it's like super glue and eye drops.
Or some like ointments you put on your back when it's hurting. That comes in the tube, too.
What I'm saying is, why is antifreeze man-made? Why is it sweet?
I don't think their goal was to make it sweet.
I know that, but why is it sweet?
I think somebody got it in their mouth and said,
this is sweet.
That's sweet.
But why?
Whatever, chemicals? Who knows?
But is there anything else that is like, oh, this tastes sour? Like, I licked this bumper. Man, that's sour. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think
it's probably just the amount, just the chemicals, the way they mix.
Okay,
I don't think they said, "Hey,
I know
we're going to make a deadly product for humans that goes in your car." Hey, make it sweet,
tastes delicious.
This motor oil tastes like beer.
Right?
You're like, I just wonder why that happens. Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, how else would women poison their husbands so effectively over a period of 6 months if you can't just add antifreeze to the Kool-Aid?
But yeah, plus I mean. Those summers, I remember my brother, we were coaching a team once, and it's like this time of year, right? You're mid-July, just hot, humid. So these kids don't want to practice, right? They're 13 years old. So I remember specifically, he gives me like $40. He goes, go to 7-Eleven, get a case of Gator, one for each kid.
All
right. Right? And it's one of those deals. We had him practice for maybe 20 minutes, basically warm up, stretch out, little infield outfield. And then we made up a reason we were pissed at him and took him up to the track. And we're like, all right, we got to do some running. You guys have been acting up. They did one lap. And then we were like, we're just kidding. Drink some Gatorade. Then we sat there for an hour. And you would have thought they were old men in a bar. You got little kids telling stories. It's like, we got Gatorade.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
Wesley.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hola.
I promise this time I will not bring up indulging in certain liquids.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a problem. So I forget. What's the question again? Oh, the.
What did you?
By an animal.
What did you get a taste of?
So many years ago, they used to have this show called Harvest Fair in Tenasket, Washington.
All right.
Which is like basically a bunch of dirty hippies running around all high on acid or whatever they're doing. And the second year that I went, I was like, okay, everybody likes to trade stuff. So I brought a bunch of green tobacco and I ended up trading for a nice 156, I think it was, Gnu snowboard and a pair of bent metal bindings.
All right.
And then the second day, we're just kind of walking around after we've had indulged on tea. And I'm going to take a sip of my Pepsi because they didn't really have a lot of stuff there. And I hear this weird, like, so I take a sip and I realize I just swallowed a hornet.
Let me get this straight. You heard the noise coming out of your bottle or can and decided to drink it anyway. This is my understanding.
Well, no, I checked it twice, and then I was like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right.
I've done it once. That's why I do not drink out of cans.
Did you hear
it
first?
I do it in here. Because I know for a fact it's not outside.
But did you hear it first?
But for the most part. No.
Right.
It was a bee.
I'm just saying, the man just said, I heard a but it's coming from the can.
That's where I was like, no, I'm pouring everything in a glass.
Don't drink. I mean,
did it for years.
If I heard, help me, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not drinking out of this can. Because there's something alive in the can.
Where did that disconnect come from at the beginning of that call?
He still told the story that he called in and told me. I remember he called a while back, and I don't remember. I've been trying to rack my brain as to what all happened.
I don't think it matters.
But the thing is that he mentioned that he wasn't going to talk about any indulging in any libations because he thought that we hung up on him because he mentioned bourbon. And that is not at all why we hung up on him. I think when he called in last time.
What point did he miss?
I don't know, dude.
So we're not hanging up on you because you bring up bourbon. We openly talk about drinking.
Right.
That means something about you.
If we could have our own brand of bourbon, we would.
Right. I think he was saying something that he wasn't allowed to say over the air. I've been racking my brain trying to remember why we had to hang up on him. But he thought it was because he was talking about bourbon.
Then Mike, do yourself a favor. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna worry about it.
Don't overthink.
Right.
Try one more time.
Yep.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, fellas?
Hola.
When I was a kid, my mom was a smoker, and she would buy big gulps or like things of large iced teas from McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
And so one night she must have been smoking, drank some of the iced tea, and then she started putting her cigarettes out in the iced tea and with the ashes and stuff, too. So I went to sleep, and then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had no idea. But I go out to the coffee table where the iced tea was, and I took, three or four big swigs, only to find cigarette butts and cigarette ashes.
Well, hopefully the straw saved you at the bottom a little,
Yeah, I mean, it's like bong water, but with tobacco ashes. So it was just absolutely disgusting,
It is. Yeah. Cigarette ash does not make anything taste better.
No, it does not.
Still to come, Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Join us. We're going to sit and spin. Today we have 10 jazz covers of rock songs. And we got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.